Schweitzer Flames Fence. Inside the Schweitzer Peter Strzok Throwdown. By Breitbart News on June 1, 2023. Peter Schweitzer doesn't tweet much, but when the disgraced deep state ex-FBI agent Peter Strzok went after him on Twitter, Peter delivered a haymaker. Like good citizens, the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, responded in 2015 and 2018 when contacted by FBI field agents who were looking first into the unreported donations by foreign actors and governments to the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation and on the Hunter Biden case. Guy gave the requesting agents copies of the same material they had used in the book Clinton Cash. 3 years later, after secret empires blew the whistle on Hunter Biden's activities, FBI agents again contacted Guy for copies of documents it had obtained and used in the book. But Strzok, who is famous for peddling the completely false Steele dossier as a pretext for Operation Crossfire Hurricane, for having an extramarital affair with his FBI colleague Lisa Page, and for snarling his way through congressional testimony like an angry chihuahua, tried to claim the high ground and failed. He bravely blocked Peter on Twitter. The long-awaited Durham report showed large-scale misconduct by Strzok and many others within the FBI. Most of the report's findings were already known, but it lays bare the duplicity of people like Strzok, fired FBI Director James Comey, his deputy Andrew McCabe, and others. The FBI was politically compromised. No one knew that better, or more thoroughly than Guy Research Director Seamus Bruner, whose 2018 book Compromised could have been the Durham Report. Seamus joined Peter and co-host Eric Eggers on the Drill Down podcast to talk about what went wrong at the FBI, whether it is any better now, and if it will happen again. So, what does Seamus think about the Durham Report? What frustrates me and everybody else is that there's no real accountability. Former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith was changing FISA warrants and lying to a FISA court. How many people have even heard about that? Kleinsmith was given probation after being convicted. Seamus adds, they say you can indict a ham sandwich. But apparently none of the ham sandwiches work at the FBI. To hear more of the Drill Down podcast, click here.